Welcome to the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and I'm so glad that you're back with us. Or if you're here for the first time, welcome. The Extraordinary Moms Podcast is a great place to hear from inspirational moms who share their stories and the lessons they've learned along the way. You don't have to be a mom to listen to this podcast. Anybody that wants to be inspired is welcome to tune in. And I know that the takeaways that these extraordinary moms will share with you will definitely resonate with you regardless of what season you're in your life and who you are. So thanks so much for tuning in, and we've had so many new followers this past week and listeners, so I just thank you from the bottom of my heart. It has surpassed my wildest dreams that people are actually listening to this podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you haven't already done so, you can visit us at extraordinarymomspodcast.com. And you can hear the episodes there. On Fridays, we have a Friday's Favorites post where I talk about what I'm loving these days. And then also, you can listen on iTunes or Stitcher. And while you're there, go ahead and click subscribe. And if you like what you hear, please leave a rating or review. And definitely share this with your friends. If you know of any other people, moms specifically, that you think would benefit from these conversations and that would love to be inspired, please share the podcast. I love podcasts because it's perfect for multitasking. While I'm in the car, while I'm doing laundry, cleaning the house, I have a podcast on. So I wanted to create a show that I would want to listen to. So hopefully you feel the same way about the show as I do. Today we have episode number 6 with Autumn Bonner. Autumn is a great friend of mine from my college days. She and I were roommates for several years, and now she has 2 adorable girls. She is a fitness expert. She's done everything from teaching kickboxing and being a personal trainer to starting her own business called Tailored Fitness, which is an online resource for workout videos for moms. She has so many helpful tips that we're going to share today that we're going to talk about. She talks about how to get back that body after baby. It's no easy task, and she's very transparent about her own journey with getting her body back after baby. So I hope you enjoy our conversation and that you walk away with some helpful fitness tips that you can implement in your life today so you can get healthier in this new year. Let's get to the show. All right, we are here with another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast, and today we have Autumn Bonner. Hi, Autumn.
Hi.
How are you doing? You are in sunny San Diego. Is it sunny right now or is it raining?
Actually, it's cloudy today, sadly.
Oh, okay.
So we do have lots of sun.
It's the rare day. Yeah, exactly. Well, Autumn and I were roommates in college for 3 of our 4 years, and we were on the same hall the first year. We both went to Point Loma Nazarene University, and we were also both education majors, and so that made for a lot in common, and I just remember that first day at orientation weekend. We went shopping at the mall, and as you'll see in the show notes when I post a family picture of Autumn, she's quite beautiful. And so as we're walking through the mall, some random person comes up to us and is like, "Excuse me, have you ever considered modeling?" And I'm just like, "Ooh, this girl, like, this is not going to be good." But she's like, "Oh, well, I've done a little," but... And you were just, like, so sweet about it. And then it's like, you just, like, let it roll off. Or maybe you just were so excited inside.
I don't...
Well, obviously I do, because I was like, man, I can't be friends with somebody this gorgeous. But as it turns out, you are just as gorgeous on the inside as you are on the outside. And we were friends from day one. And we've been through a lot together, seeing each other through college and babies and teaching and not teaching and all kinds of things. So it's been super fun getting to know you since we were like 18 years old.
Yeah, a long time now.
So it's super fun. So you just had your second baby. You have 2 girls. So tell me their ages.
So Sienna is 3 years old and little Capri is 3 months old.
Oh, that's so fun. And how's Sienna doing adding a baby to the family?
Oh, fabulous. She's just really embraced the big sister role and has been super loving and caring and you know, Capri's basically the live baby doll that she's always wanted.
No, so absolutely.
She's doing really
And you
great.
Can't, you can't predict or really prepare a sibling for adding a new sibling, and you just kind of hope for the best, and you don't really know how it's going to go. So it's always a pleasant surprise when it's like, ah, she does love her, and it is good, and we can do this two baby thing, and yeah, it's good. That's super awesome. So today we're going to talk mostly about fitness, because that is your, one of your main passions in life, and I think you've done a fantastic job, you know, really focusing on, you know, how you can be a fit mom, a healthy mom, and more than just because you want to look good. It's not just from that aspect for you. It goes much deeper than that. And it's about being healthy for your, as an example to your children. It's about having energy. It's about being your best self. So tell me a little bit more about where that passion for fitness came from, and, kind of early motherhood and stuff like that.
Sure. So I grew up in a super active family. Both my parents loved to hike and bike, and we would get up in the morning and it was always like, okay, what are we going to do today? Let's, you know, put on your workout clothes. Let's go to the gym with mom. So even as a young child, it was really ingrained in me that exercise was important. Yeah. And it was really important for our family, too. My younger sister has cystic fibrosis, which affects your lungs. And so the more she exercised, the healthier she was. So it was definitely something that I learned as a child, just the value of exercise and of eating healthy. And as I grew older, I realized what a gift that was for me to grow up with that example. So many people grow up and then they have to struggle with their weight, and they you know, have to relearn how to eat healthy, and it really becomes something that's, you know, a really a challenge. And I was just so blessed to have learned those habits as a young child. And when I became a mom, I knew that that was something I wanted to pass on to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And from talking with other friends who had babies, they were just sharing how tough it was to find time to exercise, knowing what's safe during pregnancy, what can I do after I have the baby. And as I started looking into the what was out there in the fitness world, there really wasn't much angled at moms.
Right.
So I created Tailored Fitness to kind of help address those questions and be a support system for moms who are trying to find a way to fit in that exercise and set a good example for their families.
Right. So before you became a mom, before Tailored Fitness, you had taught kickboxing. You mm-hmm. did stroller strides, mom's group, and things like that. So that's how you kind of figured out your target market and thought, okay, what do these moms need? And then that's when you thought of Tailored Fitness. So what was Tailored Fitness as a business?
Sure. So it's kind of changed over the past few years, but basically Tailored Fitness is just a place where moms can come to find support and help to be able to fit exercise into their lives. So we have a website where you can choose workouts. You can pick them according to how much time you have, what intensity you want, whether you want to focus on arms, legs. We have programs for prenatal and postnatal. So it's just a great place where you can go pick a workout and jump in and get started.
And you don't need a lot of equipment either.
No, right. And it's something that can be done at home. And one of the things that I learned as soon as I became a mom was that going to the gym to work out is very complicated.
Yes, it is.
It is. You just get started with a good routine, and then you take your kid to childcare, and they get sick.
Yep.
So then you both can't go to the gym, and you're off your routine again, which is discouraging. And it's just complicated to get out of the house. We all know this as moms.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, fitting it in at home is what works best, even in this season. So having quality workouts and having variety of workouts so that you're not popping in the same DVD every day.
Absolutely.
It keeps you interested and also helps from an exercise science standpoint to make sure that you're getting the variety of exercise that's going to help you move towards your goals. So that's kind of what Tailored Fitness does. And then I also have a blog where I talk about different aspects of exercise and motherhood and try to just answer some of the common questions and dispel myths. So that's
awesome. That is just so awesome. And when you were talking to me about that idea before you launched, I'm like, this is it. Like, this is what moms need. They need to be able to feel like they do have the time. They can work out at home effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be super complicated in order to get results. And two,
definitely,
you had a Facebook page, and that really helped the community aspect where we're all cheering each other on. I really liked when you had, you know, like classes or challenges where, mm-hmm. you know, you were doing it 21 days in a row or, you know, just that accountability I think is huge for moms, because when you're holed up in your house and you may or may not leave the house during the day,
right.
no one's asking you, oh, what are you doing to work out? Or, oh, how did you fit in your workout? Like, no one's really talking about it. Mm-hmm. But if you have an outlet like the Facebook page or, you know, things like that, it's like having that accountability and those people that want you to succeed. I mean, that just helps you so much. And that's true in any aspect of your life. It's not just fitness.
Definitely.
Yeah,
and so, you were one of my early adopters. So
well, and yeah, I used it after each of my babies and, I loved it. It helped me to get back to where I wanted to be. And so it was just great. So you founded this right before you had your first baby.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
I watched a month before she was due.
Was that
like, what are you doing?
Yes. What? Yeah. But it worked out. It worked out fine. But one of the really neat things was as soon as you had Sienna, and you ended up having a C-section, and sometimes that can cause additional challenges as you're getting back and trying to get your body back and rebuild those muscles that have just become kaput after you've had a baby and stretched out and pushed out and whatever, you know. You were very transparent about getting back to your post-baby body. And sometimes I look at personal trainers and I think, well, it's so easy for them. Or like they have the ideal body type or, you know, they've never had a baby. So I could never look like them because my body's just different now that it's gone through all these transformations. And from day, I mean, when did you post your first picture after baby?
You know, I think I started at like 4 weeks postpartum.
Yeah. And right when you were starting to like ease into mm-hmm. walking and movement, mm-hmm. you know, until you were cleared. And you posted a picture, you posted your weight,
mm-hmm.
and then you started talking about what you were doing in order to get your body back. And it wasn't from a vanity vantage point. It was from I want to be healthy and I want to feel good about myself. So tell me about, I mean, that's brave. That's super brave. How much weight did you gain with Sienna?
You know, I can't remember off the top of my head. I want to say it was right around 30 pounds.
Okay.
And honestly, I just didn't worry.
Yeah.
I feel like when you get pregnant, and I've told so many of my friends this when they're worried about pregnancy weight, I feel like your body goes into autopilot.
Yeah.
Your body knows what it needs to gain for that baby. And as long as you're doing your part of, you know, eating healthy and keeping moving, then just don't worry about it. Like when I was pregnant with Capri this last time, I packed up my scale. I was like, I don't want to see it.
Right.
I didn't even look when I step on it at the doctor's office.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
You know what? Tell me if it looks alarming, but I know I was just listening to my body. Even
yeah.
when you're hungry, keep those, you know, portion sizes in control. You have to remember you really aren't eating for two. You have
right,
to,
right, right.
You have to stay within reason there. But, I just don't worry about the pregnancy weight gain.
Yeah. And it's not about the number. And I will say like,
no.
I have a 6-month-old now, and I just got back to my pre-pregnancy weight, and I'm using, like,
right.
air quotes right now, because while I'm like, woohoo, I'm back to my weight that I was at before, my body looks nothing like what it did before,
exactly.
and I still have a long way to go to feel, like, really confident in myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that number and the look that you're going for, or the fit of your jeans, or things like that, those don't always match up.
They don't. And I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions. I think there's far too much attention put on the number on the scale,
uh-huh.
Especially with moms postpartum. They're trying to get back to that ideal number. In addition, on my blogs, I did include my weight, but I also included how many pairs of my jeans were fitting. And, you know, we all have
that's
pairs
right.
in our closet,
I remember
like
that.
The big jeans and the tiny jeans. Because how your clothes fit is usually a better measure of how you're doing than the number on the scale. And the reason before that, from like an exercise science standpoint, is that it's a matter of your body fat and your lean body mass. During pregnancy and then in those early weeks postpartum, you lose a lot of muscle because you're not moving with as much intensity during the end of pregnancy. And you are, you know, those first 6 weeks postpartum, you're just trying to survive. And you end up losing a lot of muscle. And so part of the process of getting back to where your clothes are fitting or finding your best version of yourself postpartum is finding a way to rebuild that muscle.
Right.
And not focusing so much on the number on the scale. The number on the scale might not change very much because you might be swapping that fat for muscle.
Right.
And muscle is actually heavier as far as the amount of space that it takes. Like if you have space of fat and space of muscle, that muscle will be heavier, even mm-hmm. though it's the same space that's taking up in the body.
Yeah.
So that's something I think that is a misconception when it comes to postpartum weight loss.
Right. And as you reported back with your Tailored Fitness community, as week by week you were posting updates mm-hmm. with a photo, with your weight, with how many pairs of jeans fit in your commentary, sometimes the scale wasn't moving. And sometimes you were mm-hmm. frustrated with that. And you were thinking mm-hmm. like, man, I worked so hard this week and I didn't see any like, quote unquote, change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How did you deal with those weeks where you were kind of just plateauing, but you were working so hard and you were sticking with it?
You know, that was a big part of the reason I decided to actually put the numbers out there
okay.
from the beginning, was because I think that I wanted to dispel the myths that are out there in the media of that it's like super easy to get back into postpartum
shape. Yes.
Like we see these celebrities and it's like 3 weeks later, they're looking awesome. And it's just not the reality for the majority of most women. It took me 9 months to get back to where I felt like, okay, like my
yeah.
clothes are fitting the same way.
Right.
And there were weeks where I didn't make much progress, even though I was working hard. And I think that just sharing that with people can be an encouragement to know like, hey, even if you're a personal trainer like me,
you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Background to know what to do. It's still not an exact science. And
right.
there's still weeks where you don't make as much progress as you want to. But that's the reason that it's a lifestyle change.
Mm.
That's the reason that it's not just, okay, I'm going to do this for 2 months and then I'll go back to the way that I used to live and eat and
right.
exercise.
Right.
You have to make choices to incorporate that healthy living into your lifestyle and make it a long-term process as opposed to something that you're just trying to accomplish in a short amount of time.
100%. Absolutely. Because if you're binge dieting or doing an extreme workout plan, I mean, it's just not sustainable.
It's
and
not,
so that's when you
yeah.
get that yo-yo back and forth of wanting to lose 5 pounds and then gaining it back and,
mm-hmm.
you know, back and forth. And that's super discouraging. And that's, as a mom, there's so many things that you're busy thinking about and dealing with on a daily basis. That's not one of the things that you should have to, like, waste your brain power on.
Sure.
As long as
definitely.
You're moving and being conscientious about what you're eating and doing your best, you know, and working towards those goals, it shouldn't be a race to the other mom that gave birth at the same time as you. And I think that is a trap. That is so easy to fall into that. And I know that I, you know, have definitely fallen into that comparison trap. But you just have to really try hard to just release that and let that go.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's huge. So as you were trying to, like, eat healthy and work out post-baby, was your husband on board with this? Because it's so hard if you feel like you're the only one doing a lot of extra effort to work out and to eat healthy
mm-hmm.
and things. So is this a whole family lifestyle for you guys? Or is it just you? Or how does that work in your home?
It definitely is. I mean, my husband and I work out differently. For him, surfing is his workout, and that's
okay.
what he loves. And he gets both, like, the mental relaxation from that and the physical, obviously. If you've ever surfed, it's an amazing workout.
Yes.
It's
very
hard.
Difficult. Yes.
Yeah, so I do not surf, so unfortunately we can't do that together. But we will hike as a family, and he'll join me for workouts in the living room. So he's definitely supportive. And when I started Tailored Fitness, it was scary. I was scared to start a company and you know, not knowing what to do. And he was my cheerleader 100%, just standing behind me and saying, you can do this. You can figure this out. You may not have all the answers right now. So, yes, I am so blessed to have him supporting me in what I'm pursuing as my passion.
That's so awesome. And then as Sienna's gotten older, now she's been watching you since she was
mm-hmm.
a baby in the stroller, you know, going on the walks and runs with you and watching you
mm-hmm.
work out in the living room. What have you noticed in her from watching you do your workouts and having that be a big part of your life?
You know, I just love, I think my favorite part of it is that I'm getting to give her her first experience with exercise and the way that we talk about food and exercise.
Yeah.
I love using words like healthy and strong. We try not to say things like skinny, and I, you know, work really hard not to say anything negative about myself
mm.
in front of her so that she learns that you know, we exercise not because we want to look a certain way, but because we want to be strong. We want to take care of our hearts. We want to have, you know, strong muscles. And I love that that's what she's getting first. We also talk about foods differently. I just didn't really like the term like junk food, or I wanted it to be different because, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a little dessert every once in a while, a little junk food every once in a while, but I didn't want it to become something taboo. So in our house, we say superfoods and simple foods. So superfoods being those really healthy foods that really fuel your body with what they need, and simple foods being, you know, things that maybe taste delicious but aren't as much of a great fuel for your body. So I think, you know, I'm already, even though she's only three, beginning to see those concepts sink in. So I just love that I'm getting to, you know, give her at least that, be her first experience. She's going to deal with the media growing up as a woman in today's world, but at least I can have a small influence from home, of what, you know, how I hope that she gets to see herself and exercise and health in general.
Absolutely. I just think that's such a great example for her. And, but then after, or right before you had Capri, you actually decided to close Tailored Fitness and stop that business. Tell me about your decision to do that, because it seemed like it was going well and kind of getting bigger. And how did you come to that decision?
It was really hard, really hard. I loved what I did, and I loved helping women to be able to make that progress. But when we started Tailored Fitness, my business partners and I, you know, sat down and had a discussion, and I said up front, family is my priority. And if we get to a point where I have to choose between family and where the business needs to go, I'm going to choose family. And we reached that point right before we had Capri, and it was a point where we either needed to like go all in, and I would have had to, you know, put Sienna in daycare and be working full time on it. And for us, that just wasn't what was best for our family. Yeah. And so I had to make a difficult decision there, and I decided to kind of scale back. So we still have up the workouts, a ton of them up there for free, and I still blog occasionally to kind
of build. And so where are the videos currently located?
So they're on app.mytailoredfitness.com, which I'm sure you can stick in the show notes there.
Yeah, for sure.
So they're up there, and I wanted to leave a lot of the resources up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really tough decision, but in the end, I know it was the right one because I stuck with my priorities, and I kept my family as my first priority, which feels right to my heart.
Right, absolutely. And you can continue living your passion, and you can continue spreading the word, and you still blog occasionally, and you still encourage other moms and their, you know, and what I'm really seeing from my own life and my friends and talking with all these moms on the podcast is that, I mean, there's a season for everything. And if you feel like your intuition is telling you that now is not the time to run a business that's going to require you full time, you can make that decision to stop. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that door is closed forever.
No.
You know, and you can constantly reevaluate, but as long as you're living in a way that's best suited to where you are in this moment right now, you know, that's how you're going to be happiest, and that's how you're going to be able to serve your family the very best. And you can feel good about that, not like, oh, I worked so hard and I had to close my business. Because that can build up some resentment if you want it to, you know, if you're not careful. But I really like how you approached it, like, from the get-go, your priority was your family. Your priority is not just fitness, but fitness is kind of all-encompassing to your life, so you can still continue that, and I really like that. That's super awesome. So there's a lot of moms listening, and maybe not even necessarily moms, people before their moms, other people who just feel like they don't have enough time to work out. They are super busy. Maybe money's an issue, time. What are some basic things that people should know about fitness that can help them to kind of jumpstart the routine? It's, you know, it's the new year. They're ready to get on board. Gyms are busting at the seams. But what are just some basic tips that you have to get healthy this year?
Sure. So there are two things I always love to tell women, particular that I think are not things that are very well communicated in what you commonly read in, you know, Shape Magazine or whatever publication or website you might be reading. The first thing is that, you know, most people, they're like, okay, I want to lose weight. I'm just going to start running. I'm going to start, you know, going out for a jog for 20 minutes every day. Common misconception, though, that's not actually the most effective way to lose weight. cardio is definitely important, but steady state cardio like that, where you're just jogging at the same pace, yeah, is not actually the most effective for calorie burn. See, interval training, yeah, is the best for that.
Don't you find it's like so sad when people waste a lot of, like, they dedicate their time to working out and they'll work out for a whole hour, but if they're not using that time wisely, it's kind of a waste. And it's like, people need to educate themselves on how to actually make the most of that time in order, mm-hmm, for it to be truly effective. Because you can be on the elliptical for an hour and, right, not really do a whole lot to help yourself. I mean, it's better than, yeah, sitting on the couch for sure.
Oh, of course.
But you can definitely max, if you have an hour, that's a lot of time to do a lot of good. Yeah. But even if you have half an hour, you could get the same, or, you know, benefit as an hour on the elliptical, if, you know, depending upon, mm-hmm, how you add it up. So anyways, keep going.
No, totally. You're right. You're exactly right. And that's one of the things that I'm passionate about is, like, and one of the main things is, like, you don't need a lot of time if you are doing what's effective. So, in a nutshell, interval training is basically just alternating between high and low intensities. And it burns more calories both during the workout and after, because of the way that it works in your body. So a simple way to do this, I mean, maybe you are a runner and you love running. A simple way to do this is just, I call it my 3-2-1 run. So you start at level 3, being a fast run, and you run fast for a minute. And then you drop to level 2 and you slow to a jog for 1 minute. And then you stop and you walk for 1 minute. So you've got a kind of a 3-minute cycle. And then you just rotate through that again. Okay. And what you're doing is you're taking your body from that high intensity to the low intensity. And you're revving up that metabolism and burning a ton more calories than you would if you were just jogging the whole time. So that's a simple way to do that.
I love that.
So the second thing that I always tell people, especially women, focus on strength. If you have time for no other type of exercise, do strength training. You're not going to look like the Hulk, I promise.
People are always afraid of looking like the Hulk or like a bodybuilder.
We don't have the hormones to make it happen that way.
Okay.
So focus on strength. We don't need tons. You're getting cardio running after your children, frankly.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you'd have nothing else, that strength training is really what helps build that muscle that I was talking about earlier,
yeah,
where, you know, your weight on the scale might be what you were before, but your clothes still aren't fitting.
Right.
Because you need to get that muscle tone. So
totally.
We have tons of great workouts on Tailored Fitness that help you through that strength training.
Yeah.
And we mainly use a resistance band. So it's not like you have to have a whole set of weights at home to be able to use. And a lot of it's your body weight too. So
yeah. You
don't need tons of fancy equipment or creative exercises to get that strength training in. And it's really going to help you to fit back, you know, into those pre-pregnancy clothes and to get to just feel like yourself. Cause I think truly that's what it is. It's not about weight or clothes or how we look.
Yeah.
It's about feeling like yourself and feeling strong and healthy so that you can be the mom that you want to be.
Absolutely.
One more idea, for just like something to know as far as getting into shape, I think as moms, is just giving yourself grace, and realizing that some days you might need a nap instead of a workout.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I tell people to aim for 3 to 4 days a week, 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
If you're getting that in, you're taking care of your body and your health, and you're going to see progress if you're using those tips of the high, the interval training and the strength training that I was talking about.
Right.
If you're doing those two things in those 30 to 45 minutes, you're going to see results. So it doesn't need to be something where you're trying to dedicate a full hour every day of the week to it. So
that's great.
It's, you know, you can make progress in less time.
That's good to know. One problem that I have when I work out at home is that my kids interrupt me. They need another drink. They need this. And so I have my half an hour to 45 minute video playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 minutes in, Mom, I need this. And then I pause it. I go do that. I come back. I get about 7 more minutes in. Oh, Mom's like, okay. Am I doing any good with that chunk of time with it like stop and go like that?
Yes. See, your kids are being your intervals for you.
So I should sprint to them and sprint back. And
so you're, you know, think of it that way. You're getting your exercise in, and then when you have to stop, that's your best interval.
I like that.
You're getting back into it. So it being interrupted, it's frustrating for sure. And that's just part of the challenge of working out at home. But you're still getting a workout in. And that's, I mean, I'm still honestly, 3 months in with Capri joining our family, I'm still figuring out how to, make it work with two. And every time you something changes in your life, you're going to have to reevaluate. What worked for you as far as an exercise time of day or, you know, structure a few months ago may not work for you today. So right. It's just a constantly changing situation where you just have to be resilient and not give up, and you just have to keep trying different things. What I try to do, because my workouts at home are often very similar to yours.
Okay.
So 1 or 2 days a week, I try to get up early. It's okay. Hard, especially yeah. When you're not sleeping through the night, but get up early and have that uninterrupted workout. And it's good for me mentally to prepare for the day. My husband's on board. Some mornings he'll watch the girls in the morning so I can sneak away to a Pilates class. There's one down the street from me that does 40-minute classes. So it's like super intense. Get in, get it done. But I can, you know, leave the house and come back and be back in about an hour. So
that's amazing.
I think a mix, you know, if you can do 1 or 2 workouts a week where either you have help from someone so your workout's interrupted or you get up early to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's a way to help with the frustration. But yeah. You're doing good either way. I think we just need to give ourselves grace as moms and, you know, realize that it's not going to be simple. It's not going to be like you figure it out and you're done. It's a constantly changing thing.
For sure. And I think like when you're not sleeping through the night, waking up early may or may not work for you, but there will be a time where you're not interrupted all night long. So waking up at 6 a.m. before your kids might work better. So you just have to, always be flexible and reevaluating. And I mean, kids love to work out with you too, you know, like I have so many mornings where my kids are sitting on my back while I'm doing push-ups. I hold my, and that's what's cool about Tailored Fitness is, you know, you'll be holding your baby, working out with your baby as the weight. Yep. There you go. There's 20. My son is almost 18 pounds. So I'm holding him. I'm doing squats, you know, I'm doing bridges and he's sitting on my hips and, you know, it's like, he loves it. He thinks this is like the best thing ever. And I'm getting, you know, a ton of resistance. I don't have 18-pound weights laying around. So, you know, incorporating them, I mean, going for walks or runs outside, if you have a good stroller, chasing them, playing tag, and just moving with your kids. I think being really conscious of like, here's an opportunity where I could be moving instead of sitting. And I don't always take that opportunity. I don't want to seem like I do. But, you know, when you do that, sometimes it's better than not.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I just love your perspective on being healthy, and I know, especially since you have 2 daughters, how important it is to develop this healthy self-image for them and teach them. It's about being strong. It's about eating foods that fuel your body, and but having grace with yourself when, you know, it takes a while to get back after baby and whatnot. I think that's just a great family perspective to have. You're just such a great example, and it's just fascinating learning. One thing that I think, one body part that really gets shot when you're pregnant are your abs. Do you have a tip? Because, man, when you go to do that first sit-up after having a baby, you're like, what happened? Like, I'll never be able to sit myself up again.
Yes. Especially with C-section, I feel that way.
Oh, I'm sure. Give me something, Autumn.
So I think that you definitely have to ease back into it, and you want to focus on exercises that work your entire core. Something like the plank is the perfect example.
Okay.
Because it engages a muscle in your core called the transverse abdominis, which basically is like a corset. Like wraps around. It's a deep core muscle, and it is what gives you support for your spine. And that's the muscle that is going to help you to regain that the flat stomach and the strength in your core.
Right.
So planks are a great way to start back. And I think a lot of people think, well, I can't do a plank. You can, and you can start on your knees and hold it there. And frankly, that's hard when you just had a baby, just to hold it there.
Right.
And you can build up as far as how long you're holding it as well.
Right.
But that is an awesome one to start with, just to start rebuilding that core. I think a lot of people try to jump back into things too quickly, and that's where you get into a lot of trouble with just, you know, not seeing the results you want or getting injured. So I think easing back in, starting with exercises like that. Pilates is a great form of exercise postpartum because it's a little bit more gentle, but it does focus on that strength. We have a couple great workouts on Tailored Fitness that with the Pilates that help you kind of slowly to rebuild those core muscles. So that would be my postpartum ab tip.
Yeah, that's a great tip. And I think there's so many different opportunities for exercising nowadays. Like, find the thing that you like to do.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be something that you dread.
No, there's no magic formula.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of what I was talking about with making sure it has strength training and intervals,
right.
There's no magic.
Right.
You find something that you love.
Right.
And then,
yeah, you don't have to be a runner if you don't want to be a runner. You don't have to run marathons. You might like Pilates. You might like Zumba. You might like whatever, but do something that's enjoyable as well, or has elements of enjoyment.
Yes.
Because, I mean, working out is hard. Even when you're fit like you are and really good at it, it's still hard. I mean, it's still... is work. It's called a workout.
Yes.
Yeah. So what would you want to tell people about living a healthy lifestyle?
You know, I think overall, the thing that I just keep coming back to with people is that just that it is a lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
and that it's small steps that add up to big change. I think people sometimes go into it and try to change everything at once, and it becomes overwhelming and they just give up. So start small if you're trying to make big changes in this area of your life, because those small changes over time do add up. And if you get it off track, don't give up. I think people think, okay, I'm going to start on Monday. I'm going to work out every day. And then you get to Wednesday and you're like, well, I didn't work out yesterday, so I might as well just give up for the rest of the week.
Right.
Don't. Just pick back up where we left off.
Yep, it's the same with eating, too. It's like,
I shouldn't
have had that. But, you know, since I already blew today, I'm going to blow the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or the rest of the week.
Get back on track.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's a gradual process and it's a lifestyle. You're working on making changes over a long period of time. So give yourself grace and start small.
I love that. That's awesome. So are there any things that you are liking these days? Anything that you like for your kids, baby products since you're a new mom, or things you like for yourself?
So one thing, I have a slight obsession with workout clothes.
That's fitting.
Understandably, I have like twice as many workout clothes as I do regular clothes.
Really?
Which, it's fine as a mom. You end up wearing them a lot during the day anyway.
That's so true.
But lately I'm loving these shirts that my mom's best friend started a company recently called Ray of Light Designs. And she has the cutest workout tanks. And they all have really positive messages on them. The latest one I got says forever grateful. And I just love that what I'm wearing during my workout can remind me of my deeper priorities.
Oh, I like that.
Grateful is my word for 2016. So I love that, like, I can have a focus there, a physical reminder to remind me of what's important to me. So that's my latest obsession. I just love them. So
that's awesome. I'll put that in the show notes for sure. That's great. I will say that on my Friday favorites post that just went up on Friday, I talk about a pair of Costco workout pants that I just got that I'm totally obsessed with.
I'm going to check it out.
Some cheap workout clothes, you can like tell the difference. Like, it totally squeezes you and it makes you look unnecessarily lumpy, and that's just, you don't need that. You don't need that. This, so they're black and they have like a python print, but it's not...
It's not loud.
I'm trying to be 13. No.
They're
so comfortable. We're both kind of short, and so they hit you just right. They're full length, $14.99. Costco.
Amazing.
Done.
Amazing.
So that was one of my Friday favorites from this past week. And so even if you're a brand person, these pants are legit. I'm like obsessed with them.
Quality.
So that's awesome. That's so great. Oh, Autumn, you're just the best. What is next in your life? You have a 3-month-old and a 3-year-old, so life's obviously busy and you're adjusting to having 2 kids, but what's on the horizon for you this year?
You know, I think just kind of adjusting to 2, and I think one of my priorities that I've set for 2016 is remembering I'm a wife first, and really working on rebuilding into my marriage. Because I think that as moms, sometimes it's so easy to get wrapped up in our kids' lives, and our husbands get to take the back seat. And a great marriage is built on a foundation of friendship. And so I want to work this year on remembering that I'm a wife and developing that friendship with my husband, whether it's, you know, through date nights or small ways to connect with him. So that's kind of one of my goals this year.
I love that. I love that. That's super important. And it sets a really good example for your kids to see a healthy relationship and a good dynamic between the parents. That's great.
Okay. Yeah, I heard it said once that, you know, the type of marriage that you're living out in front of your kids is most likely what they're going to emulate when they get married. Yeah. So live the type of marriage that you want your kids to have when
Absolutely.
They grow up and get married.
And we only want the best for our kids, so why would we want anything less for ourselves as well?
Right.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's great. I love that. Okay, last question. What would you tell your pre-motherhood self?
Oh, it's so hard. There's so many things.
Yeah.
I'll pick a fitness one just since that's been our topic for today.
Sure.
I think that I would tell myself to not be so hard on my body. I think pre-pregnancy, I was a lot more sucked into this is the body type that you're supposed to have to be beautiful. Okay. And I think the process of becoming a mom through pregnancy and having a baby was just so amazing to me to see what my body could do. And I have so much more of an appreciation for my body being strong and healthy and bringing a life into the world. It's such a gift to just be able to bear a child. And I love my postpartum body so much more because of what it did and how strong it is and how it served me in motherhood. So I think I would tell my pre-motherhood self, just relax and embrace who you are. Don't try to change, you know, your body to look like some celebrities. You are created uniquely your own, and you can become the best version of yourself. But just love who you are because of how strong and awesome your body is made.
That is awesome. What a great way to wrap up this conversation about being healthy and energetic and the best version of yourself for your kids. I just love that. Autumn, thank you for all those pearls of wisdom, and I hope this really encourages the listeners out there that it can be a priority and you do have the time if you just choose to make it one. So
Definitely.
That's awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're
really
so welcome. It's been a pleasure, and I'll put all your contact info in the show notes and show everybody your cute family and your new baby and everything. And it's just such a pleasure to talk with you, and you're just awesome.
Thank you. You're just such an encouragement. Thank you so much.
All right.
Love
talk to you later.
Part of it.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Autumn. Isn't she just so great and encouraging, and you feel like, okay, I can find the time to work out. 30 minutes, I can do that. Interval training, I can do that. Oh, resistance band, I've got one of those in the garage. It makes you just feel empowered that, okay, I can start little by little, and I can get myself back to being a better version of myself just by making some small changes. So thanks so much, Autumn, for sharing this message with us, and I hope this all encourages you to, you know, incorporate these tips in your daily life. I hope everyone has a great week, and I hope you'll tune in next Tuesday for a brand new episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. Have a great one.